DeKalb community members have been considering housing conditions when some local buildings were damaged by suspected arsons. One of these cases occurred at 808 Ridge Drive in early July. Interim Police Chief John Petragallo says the investigation continues.
I could say that the investigations, or at least for 808, is moving in a positive direction. It's just kind of slow going right now.
808 Ridge is owned by Hunter Properties, shortly after a structure fire broke out at a second Hunter-owned complex. The buildings affected by the fires are still condemned until owners bring them up to code. Now, revitalization efforts continue for a section of DeKalb that has struggled with crime and housing for its changing residents. Petragallo says improvements depend on commitment among renters, landlords, and city leadership.
Everybody needs to buy in to this, and I think you do need all these players as part of the solution. I think if you take one of them out, I think you really reduce the chances of making real change.
DeKalb County recently created its first catch-all tenants association. Hallie Bodie, one of the co-founders of the group, says teamwork is the best long-term strategy. Bodie says the association started by mounting complaints against the management of Hunter Properties. She admits there's an economic consideration to the affordable housing that they provide.
They're not going anywhere. We need them to be our friends. We need them to want us to live in a happiness and cleanliness in a nice apartment.
An attorney representing Hunter Properties in DeKalb says the group has invested millions of dollars into the town, and that should be seen as a benefit. Will Heinisch is membership chairman of the DeKalb Area Rental Association. It's a group of local property managers and owners. He says the best relationships between renters and landlords are rooted in education.
So the more you learn the facts, the more knowledge you have, the better you're able to find a resolution.
He says there's both negligent landlords and tenants. When paired, they create a perfect storm that lacks cooperation. He says maintenance is the landlord's responsibility.
It's a very competitive industry. Margins get squeezed. Some of the easiest things to defer on is maintenance, whether it be siding, painting, etc. And slowly that is that downward spiral in some properties that cause them to go into a state of disrepair.
One of the only ways to reach resolution in a problem involving the property itself is to go through a process of code inspection. First Ward Alderman Carolyn Morris says the most that she can do is point tenants towards the city's code compliance division.
But usually the people finding these code violations are, I think, the fire department.
Code violations can turn into civil ordinance violations if ignored by owners. If court judgments and fines aren't paid, liens can be placed on a property. Liens must be paid before a property is ever sold in the future. City officials can only move forward within the limits of the law, says City Manager Bill Nicholas.
The law is first and foremost there to protect property rights.
And Nicholas says fines don't fix behavior. For renters like Bianca Holiday, sometimes the best option forward is to move out. She lived at a Hunter-owned building since 2014, she says. She and her family just moved to a townhouse down the street.
Well, we chose to move out because we didn't feel safe.
For tenants like Holiday, who are waiting for solutions, the quickest resolution can arrive in the form of a change of scenery.
We feel a sense of peace. We feel a sense of peace. It's a lot more quieter in the area that we stay, and it's not too far down from where we used to live. That's what makes it so beautiful.
I'm Sarah Jesmer.